Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. Tom's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Tom is one of the top consultants that I know in the whole world. He is he's done a lot of that over the years in a lot of different organizations, including Harvard University, for one. He is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, American Dream Done Right. And more importantly, he's our good friend, Dr. Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, I was telling the audience that you want to talk about competitive advantage. But I also told them that if you knew what competitive advantage was 4 years ago, you probably need to get a new definition. What do you think?
You know, that's right. I mean, everything has changed. Social media, internet marketing, everything. But, you know, the building blocks are still the same. Just how we get there is slightly different. But when it comes down to it, you've got to make the case that, you know, I've got a product or service, and why should you do business with me rather than somebody else? And that's what it comes down to.
Right.
Because two people can do everything right. They can have good products, good services, everything. But if, let's say, you're buying a snowblower, you've only got one snowblower to buy. So one person's going to get the order and the other person's not going to get the order. And competitive advantage a lot of times is that's what's going to drive you to go to one place or another, and you multiply that times an entire market, and that makes a huge difference.
Let's talk about some of the classic competitive advantage elements, and then we'll move into some of the more, you know, one of the things that's been interesting to me, Tom, is how the things that you and I came up in the marketplace with that we call the traditional things that are being, and then we got a lot of new stuff, as you said, but there's still some of the classics, some of the fundamentals, some of the traditional that are never going to go away. They're just becoming, you know, part less than the whole, more part of the whole of the picture. And so let's talk about some of those fundamentals that are not going to go away.
Sure. The first one is low cost, and I really don't like to talk a lot about low cost to small business owners because that's very difficult to sustain, because other people can replicate that pretty easy, and the big guys can outdo people on cost.
The price war is over. The price war is over, Tom, and we lost.
Yeah, I knew a company that sold computers, and what they did is that they were a small computer store, and in Massachusetts, and they did most of their revenue through service. Mm-hmm. So if your PC breaks or you get a virus or something, you go in. It's very one-to-one type business. But they also sold some computers just to make some extra money. And they gave their employees a 20% discount. So if you wanted to buy your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the owner telling me that, you know, none of the employees take advantage of that because, you know, if their kid needs a computer or they need a computer, they go to Best Buy because...
Wow.
Getting Best Buy is actually cheaper than their 20% employee discount.
Yeah,
And they don't need all the service and support that they offer because
I'll tell you one darn thing. If I sold computers and my employees went to somebody else, one of my competitors, and bought computers, they wouldn't be my employee for very long. I can tell you that right now. I dropped the hammer on that little project right there. But you know, Tom... Let's turn this on its head. Small business owners cannot think about low price. We can only think about high value.
Right.
That's the classic competitive advantage is high value, right?
It is.
We have to live in that domain. Otherwise, we don't live. We die.
Yeah, and that's really why, you know, I always tell small business people, don't get into the low cost, because there are too many things that are difficult to control.
Yep.
Now, on the other hand, you can do high quality. Now, high quality often means a higher price, but what you do is you say, we're not going to get into, you know, just the computers, because other people do that. What we're going to do, we're just going to sell servers. So, for instance, servers these days go for maybe $10,000 or $15,000, and those are the things that the companies use mm-hmm. when they have, you know, many employees and voicemail and email, and these things are maybe 5 or 10 terabyte,
mm-hmm.
And they go very, very fast. And they say, you know what? That's the type of thing it takes technical expertise to do. You just can't go to Best Buy and buy a server. I don't mm-hmm. even think that Best Buy sells servers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make a good profit on that, because you're going to sell the very best thing. And, you know, that's something. And people are willing to pay more for high quality, but you've got to also have great product knowledge, customer service, which is what small business is all about.
That's where the value comes in. Isn't
exactly.
It, but see, here's the thing. Low price presumes, the harness made of low price is everybody will want it. Small business owners can't serve everybody. By definition, they can only serve a limited number of people in any given day, week, month, or year. And so if you can't serve everybody, why would you try to price your product so that it will attract everybody? So you have to price your product as a small business owner, price your service in a way that it will only appeal to the people, to a certain number of people, a certain group of people, and that when you find them, you can be successful with people who want that, who want what you sell at the price you're willing to sell it for.
Right. And there's enough business out there that you can find that, and you just have to make sure that if you have to increase prices, go ahead and increase prices, but never decrease service or support. Because that's the thing that gets small business into trouble, is that they'll do is now they're getting kind of, you know, the business is downturned, you know, they sit there and... rather than lower the price, what they do, rather than raise the price, they cut the quality, and then can't do that.
Give us your website quickly, Tom.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
Check it out. When we come back, I want to wander over into some of the new elements of competitive advantage that you may have heard me talk about before. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's down there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.